Hi, I am Lexa Rourke. I was born aboard the last frontier, dreaming of open terrain I had never seen. When we crashed on VOI 700D, the day people now call Day Zero, half the ship burned. I survived. My fiancé didn't. Nor did the child we were expecting. The smell of smoke still comes back to me in dreams, as if the fire followed me planets died. I wasn't meant to be a writer. I study planetary geography, planning to chart the world from the safety of a desk, but grief made stillness unbearable. Moving became the only way I could breathe. So I joined the Free State Courier riders, the ones who take the dangerous legs nobody wants, the mountain scrambles, and the desert sink lines. They gave me an armband, a tender contract, and a chance to outrun my ghosts. I found a wounded Vera tangled in debris outside Nukuru. Burned, terrified, barely standing, I spent two nights beside her with my ration stock and a strip of ship blanket for bandages. When she finally rose, trembling but alive, I named her Kelta, after the daughter I'll never meet. Kelta has stayed with me ever since. She's my compass, my shield, my only constant in a life that keeps moving these days. You'll find me anywhere. The roads fade into goat trails. I run dispatches for the Free State, and sometimes, other kinds of work. Ezra Skerkenstein from the Office for Special Operations knows that a courier makes the perfect shadow, someone who can slip past patrols, drop a package without questions, or pull someone out of trouble under the excuse of insurgent delivery. I don't ask Ezra why a job matters. I just ask where it leads. I speak fluent Hanga and enough Trendu dialect to get myself into or out of tribal territory when needed. Some scouts up north know me by name. Others only know the silhouette. A rider's the horizon like a single creature. My maps are my memories. Every bend of wind, every climb grade, every sheltering ridge, I write them down. One day, maybe I'll finish the atlas I've been sketching since the crash. Something real, something honest, something for the ones who couldn't be here to see the world with me. Take over my role. If you want to see VOI 700D the way I do, not an expected kindness. Take my role. If you want to feel the weight of a quick draw token on your belt, and know it might be the difference between thirst and survival, take it if you want to read the land like a second language, the slope of a trail, the smell before a sandstorm, the quiet warning in Kelta's stance. Step into my boots if you want. Speed, solitude, and the freedom of never staying anywhere long enough for the past to catch you. If you can ride hard, think fast, and trust the bond between you and the only creature on this planet who truly understands you, then take my place in the saddle Kelta will be waiting.